Hi there! Welcome to Corner for All. I'm Janet. With this as an introductory episode, I feel like I have to talk a bit about how this podcast is created. Or more explicitly, every idea that goes prior to publishing this very first episode. In case you have not listened to the trailer, I am a Hong Kong student who has just finished her public examination and hopefully ready to get into university. I've been having the idea of starting a podcast for quite a few months, probably from the start of this year. I started my exam preparation period in February, and regularly during that period, I listened to podcasts every day morning when I'm making breakfast for myself. Now you might wonder, why listen to podcasts but not music? Well, yes, I did play music in the morning before. Interestingly though, I easily get brainwashed by any songs or classical music pieces which most people find them boring. To stop them from, you know, appearing in my head all day long, I switch to podcasts. Also, there is something nostalgic and familiar about listening to someone speaking in a room. It feels as if they are my friend here with me, or it's just the presence of a voice that makes the room less boring. Not too much information here now. I'm recording right now in my room with the aircon open. It means I'm totally comfortable in this setting. This is how I've pictured a scenario where I'd be recording my podcast. I go back to the name. The name for this podcast is called Corner for All. When I say all, I really mean it, and that shall not exclude me. This podcast is a private space, or more like a shared space, but at least now that I'm recording before I publish it, it is a private space for me. Moments like these are especially precious, some me time. In one room where you only have the most leisurely surroundings and yourself to take care of and enjoy. I have my water bottle in front of me. Yeah, I mean, it's just so comfortable here. This is the quality time that everyone needs. I do hope all of my listeners could be blessed with such moments like I do. Okay, a little bit off track just now. Back to why this podcast started in the first place. So it was back in 2020 when COVID first broke out. We had school suspension, we stayed at home. This was the situation in Hong Kong. Actually, I did not start it knowing much about podcasts until I came across a YouTuber's video. In that video, she was listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast when she was making her morning cup of coffee. So obviously enough then, I followed suit. I also listened to podcasts when making breakfast for myself. And quickly enough, I kind of fell into this act. It gave me a sense of comfort when I'm just alone in the kitchen pouring water. You know, sometimes you just feel lonely. And you know, a voice there can make you feel accompanied. And this is how I want my podcast to be as well. And one more additional thing. I indeed started listening to podcasts last year, exactly at in January 2021. So it has been almost a year after, you know, all the COVID thing. So yeah, I've been listening to podcasts for 1.5 years then. And just in this year, because I was preparing for my DSE examination, you know, you don't want to be distracted by a lot of things, including songs, music that can, as I said, get me brainwashed. So instead of playing some background music in the morning, I didn't mention it, I got easily brainwashed by any music. I technically mean any. So including those kind of background music, piano ones, I could get them brainwashed on me as well. So it is a bit of a trouble, so I could not listen to a lot of music at that time. But so naturally, podcasts was my go to. And I don't want to be distracted by scrolling phones early in the morning. So this is about your routine. which I will be finding some time to talk about it. Routine is so important, so I'll spare some time. But yes, I don't want to be distracted by scrolling phones early in the morning, so I opted for listening to something else to prevent myself from reading any messages, any emails. And here I am from 2020, January to now, it's been 6 months, so half a year. And prior to that, a year as well. I've never thought of being a content creator, indeed. So when everyone else was doing like Instagram photo shooting, YouTube videos, vlogging, I just did not think I would be doing this. I am not very eager in being an influencer. Well, I was not very eager, but now I guess I am more passionate and more excited by the idea of creating anything of value. Because I got comfort from listening to podcasts, now I want to be the one who creates comfort. And I think this is the biggest inspiration for me. Indeed, as soon as I finished my DSE, I planned to spare myself a few days of rest, but honestly, I didn't really enjoy that period, so maybe I will get some time sharing with you as well. And I have to admit that I procrastinated, so now it's today is 6th of June. Oh, exactly a month ago, I was having my biology examination. That was paper one during this time, 9/21. Yeah, I was having my biology examination. And so, you see, it's been a month since I was supposedly free to be starting working on all these podcast things. It was a few days ago that I genuinely contacted my friend. Hey, can you draw me a cover picture for my podcast? You know, I didn't talk about starting my own podcast with anyone. I mean anyone, not even my closest friend. I am not sure if it is a good thing, but I just don't want to tell anyone when there aren't any concrete plans or concrete results that I can show others. I want to wait when everything was set and everything is out so I can show people, hey, I did this project before. Now you see, I'm creating it and I'm growing on it. But anyways, I had to tell my friend that, hey, I'm starting a podcast and I need to have a good icon, I need to have a good cover picture, can you draw that for me? You know, out of my surprise, she was very efficient. I honestly was a little bit slacked as well, but she immediately, at that night, she sent me the first draft, and then, and then later on, we amended quite a few times, and the style was very different from the initial draft she sent me. But I was just a bit surprised by how fast the progress was. That is all thanks to my friend. That was indeed my first time officially collaborating with my best friend. Yeah, she has been my closest friend since Form 1, or say Grade 7. The style was a bit like the Korean comics, or mangas, should I say. The style is very similar to that, but I showed it to my mom and dad, and they said if people who know you, they would easily recognize you. So I guess her drawing was really good. And why I thought of calling my friend to help me, it was because 2 years ago on my birthday, she drew me a portrait, if I might say. That actually looked like me a lot. So she really has that talent, and I'm so happy to get her on board. Now she's off board, but I mean, at least she was on board for a few days. And more importantly, all I want to share about is the power of a friendship, or, you know, the power of sharing things with others. You know, I was originally keeping the plan only to myself, and only when I needed help that I reached out to my closest friends, still not any strangers or anyone whom I'm not familiar with. But sometimes getting someone else to be there with you, really, it's not about, not at all about speeding up the progress that matters, but this kind of feeling that is instilled in your heart that makes you feel more steady. It feels like she's there supporting you and you need not worry. And a very cliche thinking is that, of course, two brains are better than one. So sometimes when I needed advice, she could offer me. And from her very different perspective, she could see how things would work out for me, or just her opinions in general. So it kind of reminded me that I should be open myself. It's interesting because I often tell others to be open, keep an open mind. But at the end of the day, I wasn't being at all open as well. But of course, I do think that we need to keep some of our plans before they are really settled. Just that sometimes we also need to reach out to others, because that can open up a new horizon for both us and maybe for them as well. So for her, it is also a new experience, you know, drawing something for her friend to be publishing on the social media publicly. I believe it is a brand new experience for her as well. So, and 2 days later now, I am recording my podcast. I have to say, I was a bit, I didn't know how I should do, how I should record it. Would I say something wrong? Would I just get, you know, really messy with all of these? But I mean, it's, you know, it's trial and error. And the very core value or initial purpose of this podcast is to make people feel comfortable. I want to feel comfortable, and so I'm just going with the flow, despite all the flaws and mistakes I've made just now. Anyways, this has been a short introductory episode to all the thoughts and processes that went before I'm officially sitting on my chair right now, recording in front of my computer. I hope that I can get the progress on and to keep that passion. You know, this, again, this makes me excited to be sharing my thoughts with the others, which I rarely get to, or at least in the verbal form, because I often just keep thoughts to myself. As I said, this podcast plan was kept by me as well. So I hope you have got to know about this podcast a little bit more. And just to remind you, there will be some irregular updates on my Instagram. I'll be sharing my random thoughts on particular topics. So if you're interested, or not say if you're interested, that sounds cliche. If you need some quiet time, if you're alone, if you just want to read something, if your mind is wandering elsewhere, go read my posts on Instagram. I hope that they will bring you some more, I don't know, messages, or I dare not say inspirations yet, but I hope they will bring you comfort, just like what I received in the first place. So, it's nice being here, and look forward to seeing you all soon.